We've been talking about the 2013 Rim Fire on this weekend's Motherlode Views. That fire burned over 257,000 acres. It started in August of 2013 in the Stanislaus National Forest. It's the largest fire on recorded history in Tuolumne County. We've been joined on the program this weekend by Marcy Bombach, who is a wildlife biologist with the Stanislaus National Forest, and Maria Benich, who is the Rim Fire Restoration Coordinator. I'll pose the next question to Maria Benich. I remember a few years back, the Forest Service was taking volunteers to actually physically go out and help with the planting of trees within the Rim Fire footprint. Is that still something that's taking place?
It isn't this year and didn't last year because of COVID, but it's been an excellent program for us. Again, our partners, Tuolumne River Trust, really took the lead on that. And we had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that have planted trees. You know, we've gotten a couple hundred acres at least planted with volunteers. And it's been a great program. So that definitely will come back again. Again, we all see light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully next year, I would say next year, we'll have a program to do that again. So we'd love people to participate. It's been a great program for us, really helpful and fun, you know, fun days out there doing it.
Yeah, in the past, you know, how did it work, the people actually physically going out to the site there?
Yeah, the way it worked, actually, I say TRT did a great job. They actually had a website where you signed up for a date, and then we all met at the Groveland District office and paraded, caravaned out to the site. We had some really good local sites right there off the highway, so it was easy access, not too far from the Groveland District office. And we provided tools and all that good stuff for safety and talked about all that and basically worked with our volunteers to plant. A lot of families participated. It was actually really fun days out there.
Also, with all the reforestation work that you've been talking about and the millions of dollars in grants that have been coming in, you know, who actually goes out and does the work? Is it the Forest Service primarily on the ground, or do you have outside teams that come in that are hired to do the specialty work?
Yeah, great question. No, it's all contracted out. These guys are professionals. You know, I mean, I'm lucky if I could plant 100 trees in a day. These guys are planting 1,000 to 1,200 trees in a day. These are amazingly hardworking folks. So we have crews that come in, 10, 12, 14 people on a crew that come in and do that work. Because we're planting, you know, this year I think we're planting well over 500,000 trees. So it's a significant number of trees, and it takes a lot of hard work.
Do you have any indication at this point, you know, looking out 20, 30 years down the road, if the Rim Fire footprint is going to look similar to how it was right before, or will it look a little bit different come the future?
Oh, it'll look different just because it's going to take a little longer than that to get the trees to, you know, the size that they were, you know, certainly 100 years plus for many of those trees. Those are very old trees that were killed, but it's going to look pretty awesome, I think. We're excited about, you know, the way we're planting and utilizing the natural regeneration as well as really protecting those oaks within, you know, the sprouting oaks that have come back. So it's not probably going to look like plantations have historically looked adjacent to the, you know, the Groveland District office or throughout the forest, because we really took a very different approach in planting and really trying to utilize what Mother Nature has out there and what we can sustain long term and the conditions that we want long term.
Can you explain that a little bit more, just taking a different approach to strategically make some changes?
Yeah, during the environmental impact statement period, you know, we talked to a lot of researchers as well as, of course, our publics and interested parties. And, you know, people don't like what they'll call pines and limes, which we did historically because we were really trying to, you know, grow timber and or occupy site and follow up with some thinning that we really felt could dictate the trees that we wanted to leave and grow forward. Well, unfortunately, you know, with the way budgets can be, sometimes we weren't getting that money to do that follow-up thinning. And so this approach really looked at not having to do any thinning for the first 30 years. That's really what we analyzed in the document, because we felt in 30 years we could do what the commercial thinning. We could be, in other words, someone would pay us, right, to remove some of that timber that was now of size that had a value. And so we really looked at that, knowing and designed our planting planner patterns and amount to meet that 30-year goal and not count on or rely on a thinning to really kind of keep those stands open and free to grow.
You know, kind of an odd question, but I remember, you know, in the years after the Rim Fire, it seemed we'd be doing news stories on, oh, there was a little fire that was spotted within the footprint of the fire coming from underground. Is the fire, as you know it, you know, completely out at this point in time?
I believe it is finally completely out. Yeah, we did have that underground fire kind of on that north of 301. North 301 for a while there. So that was the last one, I believe.
And we're coming near an end on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We have been talking about the Rim Fire, again, a 257,000-acre fire that ignited in 2013. I'll go back over to Marcy Bombach, a wildlife biologist with the Stanislaus National Forest. Any additional things or closing comments you'd like to make?
Sure. I just would like to point out that this is a really exciting time to be involved with the Stanislaus and Rim Forest Rim Restoration. We can now see, as you drive across the landscape, that changes are happening. Trees are going in the ground. We've done a lot of fuels reduction, and it's just exciting to see things actually happening. And thanks to all of our partners who are helping us get this stuff accomplished.
So you're optimistic about the future of the footprint?
I am. I'm excited, and I think my children, our children, and grandchildren will greatly benefit from what we're doing today.
And Maria Benich, I'll go back to you one more time. Anything that didn't get mentioned or any closing comments you'd like to make?
I just echo what Marcy said. It's really exciting to go out there today, excuse me, and really see on that scale that, you know, treatments are being done and we're moving forward. And I am excited about the future and really, really appreciate our partners and their time and effort and support, basically, in getting this work done.
You know, is there any timeline that you would predict that there's going to be work taking place, how long it'll be before it's looked at the point you'd like to see it out there?
Well, you know, I'd love to say it's going to be in the next 5 years, but it'll probably be a little longer than that. You know, again, funding is a critical piece, and we have some now, so we're moving forward. But we have almost 30,000 acres that we're looking to reforest in that landscape. So we're currently working probably in about 10,000 acres. So that's exciting because that's a big chunk, but there's still definitely work left to be done.
Well, and on that note, again, we've been talking with Maria Benich, who is the Rim Fire Restoration Coordinator, and Marcy Bombach, who is a wildlife biologist with the Stanislaus National Forest. And if you missed any of this show or past shows, you can find them archived up on mymotherlode.com. And again, a preview of some upcoming shows that we will be airing right here on the Clark Broadcasting radio stations on Motherlode Views. We're going to be hearing soon in regards to homelessness in Tuolumne County and some of the initiatives that local groups are taking. Also, we're going to hear an update soon from Assemblyman Frank Bigelow about the current legislative session and bills that he is introducing at the state capitol and his thoughts when it comes to the governor's actions related to things like COVID-19 and also the budget that's been approved for California. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.